Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to explain that one to me as well. Hey, I know it sucks out there. It's rainy. It's cold. It's going to be traffic. That's all right. We're going to get you home. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabold. Sir Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It's his chance to participate, so you'd be doing him a solid. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, hey, we're right there. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the Twitch channel, or go to Twitch, click on ESPN975. Either way, you can watch us.
Either way!
And see our beautiful faces and Aaron and his little producer cam. Well, not beautiful. That was sarcasm. But it's a Tuesday. Everybody's usually in a bad mood. Man, stow that bleep. Let's have some fun today. I'm in a great mood.
Are you in a great mood?
Yeah, I'm in a fantastic mood.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything, but this whole living by myself thing doesn't suck.
Yeah?
I may just tell her to stay in Canada.
How long is she gone for?
For the rest of the week.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's nice, man. I just sit at home and drink my own beer.
Live it up.
I don't have to get bitched at for drinking too much or anything like that. I can watch whatever I want on TV. I don't have to say, hey, what do you think? You want to try this? It's like, no, I'm going to watch this when I want to. And, yeah, the dogs like me better. Everything's cool.
Good for you.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Mostly stuff. Little bit of sports. Mostly stuff. I guess the sports match of the day yesterday, at least in the eyes of Houstonians, was Los Rockets. Who? Where are you at on them? I mean, are you? I guess you always say you don't even care until, like, after the new year.
I can't judge them until after the new year. Believe it or not, I see a lot of things I like. I see some things that need to be cleaned up.
Okay.
But I think they can be cleaned up. They've got to finish better. There's no question. And, you know, a game like that, it shouldn't have even come down to. The same thing as the Spurs loss. Really shouldn't have come down to what it came down to. But, you know, I do think over the course of the season, you can fix those things. Although, I mean, we are talking about Mike D'Antoni, who has a history of that, and James Harden, who has a history of that, and Russell Westbrook, who has a history of that. So I shouldn't be surprised. But no, I'm not ready to say, this isn't going to work. I'm not ready to say that they're not going to be a contender when it's all said and done. As of today, do I think they are? No. But I see enough there. I see enough positives where they can be, but they're not there yet. And I need to see some things get cleaned up. Is that fair?
That's fair. Someone the other day was like, you're being way too hard on the Rockets. They're just learning to play together, which would be a viable excuse, I guess, if you didn't look at the Lakers and the Clippers, who are 1-2 in the standings, and realize, wait a minute, those guys are learning to play together while they win all their games. And
that's fair. I also think that this combination was always going to be the one that would take the longest, in my opinion. Because you are talking about...
Because it's way harder to put players around James Harden than it is to put them around LeBron or Kawhi.
Right. Those guys are players that they can fit in with almost anybody.
Because they literally make everyone around them better.
Yeah. And I do think that this combination is going to take some time. But I'm not. I mean, I don't hate what I see. I do see where it could work, but it's not. You know, they're not. It is taking longer. I thought it would take longer. And to me, the only question with the Lakers was, did those guys stay healthy? And right now, they're great. When Anthony Davis breaks, like he always does, they're not going to be great.
Yeah.
The Clippers, yeah, I think as long as those guys stay healthy, great. I'm not too worried about the Rockets staying healthy. I'm just worried about them learning how to mesh.
I mean, you should be, to me, you should be as worried about Russell Westbrook staying healthy as you are Anthony Davis or anyone else.
Why? Has he been hurt more than Davis?
Well, probably no.
Has he been hurt more than Kawhi?
No one's been hurt more than Anthony Davis.
Then, yeah, no, I shouldn't be as worried about that.
Well, I didn't watch the game live. I went back and watched that game, and it's like the last, I guess it's a little bit different when you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it really is. It's, although if you were watching it live, as I was at the end, you knew what was going to happen. It's just, you've seen this team enough.
You're like, get rid of the ball, James, get rid of the ball. And then he doesn't. And then, it's almost like they know there's, the Kings are going to heave up a desperation shot. It's going to have to be a long three. And it's like they all, instead of going out to defend, it's like they were crashing for a rebound. Like that was going to somehow help the situation. Like it was a lock that the buzzer was going to go off. If not before the shot got off, while the shot was in the air.
Yeah.
And literally five Rockets crashed back like they were going to get a rebound. It was very odd. And I mean, you just leave and listen, part of you says, you know what? I'll live with that shot if that's the shot they get. But
yeah, because that's about a 10% at best.
But
really,
it's the end of the game. You've got nothing else to do but defend that
shot. Make it a 4% shot.
Right.
Because you know, I'm not good at math, but 4% less than 10%.
So normally, like if someone takes one of those, if anyone besides Steph Curry takes a shot like that, you say, we'll go back, we'll rebound, and if they make it, okay, we can live with them. Make it. If they're going to take shots from 6-7 feet behind the three-point line, good on them. We'll win long-term just getting rebounds and getting down and getting ours. But when there's no other plays that are going to happen for the rest of the game, why not? Why not defend that? It just struck me as
I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
I mean... But again, those are things that over time you figure out theoretically. So, yeah, I think they're good. They're obviously not looking as good as the Lakers and the Clippers right now, but I don't think we're at the point yet where they're going to be what they are. I don't know if you saw, but apparently they're really interested in Robert Covington, which, I mean, yeah, great. I don't know what you have that you could give up to get Robert Covington. That's not going to be a cheap ad. But I think they're probably one player away in terms of they need another good defensive player. I think that would help. And a guy like that would be perfect. I just don't know what you could give up. Apparently, they still have two first-round draft picks left they could trade. Which I don't know where. 2022.
One of them is actually an Astros first round pick.
Oh, yeah.
But that may be lost to the trash can scandal.
Yeah, the trash can's going to forfeit that one. So, according to the story, they still have selections in 2020 and 2022. Now, I don't know how they have a 2020 first round pick.
I'm shocked at that, honestly.
Yeah, I thought they gave up everything. But that would be a perfect kind of addition. I do think that's where they need tweaking is with some of these other guys. And they've done a pretty good job of that over the last couple of years. So not ready to punt on them yet. But again, that's a team that you shouldn't be in that situation with. You really shouldn't at home. That game should have been put away.
Well, what we've definitely seen, and really we've seen it since the Nuggets game, is we've seen people defend James Harden differently. They're trapping him basically every time he gets the ball. And it's...
Which I wonder why it's taken like people 6 years to figure that out.
It is weird that I mean, you would think somebody would have tried this a long time ago. It's hard to tell if it's working, but I think that because in the Phoenix game, he had like 20 free throws or something like that. But the shooting says, like his shooting efforts say, maybe it is working because he is struggling from the field. And just in the for sample size, for the month of December, they've played four games. He has made 13 three-point attempts out of 52. So,
let's see, 13 carry the four.
That's, if you're wondering, that's 25%, which is a number.
That is below average.
That's a number that opponent, it's basically what he was shooting the first month of the season back in, I guess it was October, and he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn from three. He picked it up a little bit in November, but they've got him struggling again. 3 of 10 last night, and only eight free throw attempts. Imagine that, a world where we're like, God, he only got to the line eight times. Ugh. I'll say this. When James Harden gets to the line less than double digits, he's a very human player. He's very, okay. He's not this world-beating
alien,
megalodon alien monster that no one can defeat. I mean, it's a much more manageable task, you know. Even that Spurs game, he got the line 24 times, and he hit all 24, and they lost. But if he's not getting to the line, they're very beatable. And it seems like maybe some of these teams, and kudos to Denver for kind of figuring it out, because since that game where the Rockets had won like 8 or 9 in a row going into that Denver game, they're 5-5 since then, or 4-5 since then, and James is really struggling, and teams have, again, I don't want to say they've solved the riddle, but it's a lot better than it has been.
That's where you need to see some adjustments, and that's on D'Antoni.
Yeah.
And I think there's a pretty easy way to deal with that, is when they do trap him and he's doubled, you get the ball to Westbrook and let him go to the basket. And
I think what you're also hearing Westbrook start to be frustrated with the tempo of the game that they're playing.
Yeah, they're
he's like confused. Like, well, hey, man.
And I've said that all along. There has to be a balance there. I mean, and I think you have to, when he has the ball, you go at pace. You go as fast as you can. If the shot's there, great. If not, you have to back it up and go half court. That's when you go at Harden's pace. But they haven't quite figured that out yet either. I think they've tried it. And I think when they do, they'll be fine. It's just they haven't done it yet.
You know when it's going to be most frustrating for Russ? Is when Harden is playing like this, when he's struggling.
Yep.
And he's still
walking it up. And
Russ is like, dude, this isn't working. Let's try my thing. It's very interesting.
And that was always a concern, right? That you'd be able to mesh those two. And I think you can. You just, James is going to have to adjust a little bit. And is he willing to do that? And I think historically, no. But I also think if he really wants to win, then he's got to look at it and say, well, this is why we brought this guy in, right? Theoretically. All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, if you're ready to heat things up this Christmas, go with a win-win. Something that's going to make her feel hot and will warm up your holiday too. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from our friends at Pajamagram.com. Let's face it, it's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution because it combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth will have her cozy in no time. And it gets even better because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. It's like icing on the cake because it means you don't have to wrap a thing. You're done. It's done for you. They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, delivery by Christmas guaranteed. So you risk nothing. And how about this? Pajamagram celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy. So right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on adult size Hoodie Footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to pajamagram.com. Use the code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
The league is out of ideas, and so they've resorted to, when you're playing seventh grade basketball and one team has a dude who's just way, 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 way better than everyone else, and the only thing you can do is guard him with four guys and hope that the other guys are just not good. Like, that's what they resorted to. And it's both a compliment to James and almost like James broke the math of basketball. Like, he found so many ways to get 3 points, whether it's fouls or step back threes. And the math on getting 3 over 2 is just so out of whack in favor of the offense that there's nothing left to do at this point.
And we're back on the Blitz.
Who was that?
That was Zach Lowe with the ESPN Daily podcast.
Ah, I have no idea who Zach Lowe is, but
he's I think he writes for Grantland too. But a lot of basketball podcasts.
Grantland's still a thing?
Yeah, I thought that was dead.
I'm pretty sure it is dead.
Hey, quick shout out to Zach on the Twitch. He was the one yesterday that said he was 4-0 and had the Giants plus a 9.5 in the contest. He's up to 138th. He's 15 for 15 the last 3 weeks.
Nice.
And he was looking through the rules and asked if you realize there were quarterly winners for 12-5 too. So, yeah, keep it up, man. Get 12-5 out of that and finish in the top 100.
Yeah.
That's a good run. So we'll be rooting for you. I think I'm in the top 900. I'm not. I need a real strong finish. And yeah, and what's funny is, like, on my pregame picks, I'm crushing it on the NFL, but on, you know, the pool we do with Eric and the MyBookie contest, it's like 3-2.
Yeah.
2-1. Hard, yeah. It's to do 5 games is, I mean, if you're going, you've gone 15 for 15, that's awesome. So 713 says, I was in the car with my 77-year-old mom last Friday. She listened to the show for the first time. AJ made her laugh the entire time. Looks like you have a new blitzer. Not exactly your target audience, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Everybody's our target audience. We want all people. We're inclusive. So 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. I really weird story, and I'm not going to spend much time on it because nobody cares. Did you see the Dallas Stars fired their coach today for basically conduct detrimental to the team?
No,
what's that mean? Out of nowhere. Well, it hasn't come out what he did yet, which I'm really curious.
Do you think he did like Bobby Petrino?
I don't know. It just says, well, maybe. Or
Rick Pitino.
Or Rick Pitino. Maybe there was a restaurant and he hooked up with a chick on a table. I don't know. But it says they fired him due to unprofessional conduct. And now there's been a lot of stuff going on.
This is their head coach?
Yeah. And
aren't they, like, really good?
Well, yeah, they are good. They've kind of been in a slump lately. But that was my pick to win the Stanley Cup this year, believe it or not. But he's done a great job with that team. And there's kind of a bigger issue going on. There's been a bunch of stuff come out about coaches. There was the guy in Calgary who dropped the N-word. He got fired. Once the Leafs fired Babcock, all this stuff came out about what a horrible human being he was and
bad
how he treated people. Bad penis. But he's apparently a horrible human being and the way he treated people, and it goes way back to Detroit. And so there's all kinds of stuff going on about they're having to do all these investigations about how the NHL will handle things. And this one, it just says due to unprofessional conduct. It'll come out. It always does. But I'm really curious what he did to get fired, because the guy was doing a really good job.
Yeah.
And just in a bigger picture sense, man, there's so many things you can't do. And I'm sure there was stuff when you were growing up that they can't do anymore either. But I mean, when I was playing, I remember playing either freshman or sophomore football. And I had a coach who kept calling me a sand N-word the whole time and said, run like you're chasing your camel and stuff like that.
Damn.
And I thought it was funny. It didn't really bother me. But in retrospect, that's probably inappropriate. I don't think you'd get away with that now.
No, probably not.
Run like you're chasing your camel. But, you know, so I don't know. I'm really curious when it comes out what he did, because it just came out of nowhere. It's one of those things where there weren't rumblings or anything like that. And it's just, boom, you're gone.
Yeah.
So, and it says nothing criminal. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. That's my... It's not really hockey talk to me. That's a bigger issue talk. That's how coaches treat human beings talk.
Yeah, it's not great, I would get. But, man, like, for a coach to get fired while their team is having some success is...
Yeah, he's done a great job with that team over the last 2 years. And it's one of the reasons why I picked him to win this year is he's got them playing defense. They made a couple of key additions. And, you know, they've been a little... You know, their goalie's fantastic. They've been a little... You know, inconsistent this year, but they're not fire your coach type stuff.
Yeah. Well.
Speaking of coach, and I know this is always going to come up every year with the Cowboys, But apparently Jerry Jones is going to try to do anything possible to get Sean Payton.
I mean, Sean Payton has to want to go there,
well,
right? Because hasn't he tried this?
He tries it all the time, but let me just throw this out there. If you're Sean Payton...
And you know the Drew Brees era is coming to an end.
You know the Drew Brees era is coming to an end. I know he likes New Orleans. I know he loves coaching there. And if you can get all the same stuff you have in New Orleans in Dallas in terms of do whatever you want, bring in who you want.
But is Jerry going to release all that power?
I think he will. Mm. And, I mean, he'll still talk a big game because he always does. But he already has. If you look at the draft, I think he's realized that he wants to win again in his old age. So he's kind of turned it over to other people. He's just, you know, what decisions is he making now other than whether or not to fire the coach?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that is a pretty big decision.
It is a big decision, and obviously it's going to happen. But I think if I'm Sean Payton, now I would think about it because you are at the end of the Brees era. You go to a younger team. You've got a guy who you can develop, and the talent's there to win. People in New Orleans would probably hate it. And I know Saints fan doesn't want to hear that, but if I'm him, I would actually listen this time. I would say in the past there was no chance. But how much more of Drew Brees do you have?
2 years, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
And so then what are you going to do? Teddy Bridgewater? Taysom Hill?
I mean, if Teddy Bridgewater's still around, he may be long gone.
Probably, yeah. I think he's going to get a starting job. Although, and we'll get to this at some point today, I was reading an article today, there's going to be more available quarterbacks than there are openings this season for a change. So maybe Bridgewater isn't going to get that big deal. Maybe he wants to do another year where he gets backup money for $8 million.
In the right spot.
And stays there and just waits it out one more year until there's a better spot open. You know, all it takes is one team to fall in love with you.
That's it.
So,
you know what I fall in love with?
Your hoops.
Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's the website with the best basketball goals on the planet. These goals are manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment, and they're superior to any goal you'll find on the market. How, you might ask? Thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. They've got tempered glass backboards so strong that Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And they've got designs to fit your home, whether you want it in the driveway, you want it mounted on the house, you want it in your backyard. They've got fully portable versions. They've got something for everyone. And they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with a turn of a handle. My 7-year-old son can turn the handle and adjust the height on this thing. Guys, get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. You'll go to ProDunkHoops.com. You'll see all the accessories that come along with it as well. Really great stuff. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a good one. Staying out of traffic. Getting home safely.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, of course it's unlikely. It's Houston. But that's all right. As long as we keep them entertained. That's the goal.
We'll do our best.
Yeah.
Rossi Karen joins us with the Battleground 2K19. It'll be at Toyota Center on your birthday, Fred. Happy birthday.
Well, it's not there yet.
We may be able to get you tickets on December 18th.
Is that your birthday for real?
It is. The odds of me living 8 more days, though, are about 4%.
So true. You never know with Fred. He could just keel over at any moment. Event starts at 4:30, and you can get tickets now for just $15. That's pretty wild. Get your tickets today at battleground2k.com. Rossi putting on this event out at Toyota Center. Rossi, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, talk a little bit about how, I mean, is this the first thing like this that you've done? Is this your first dip into the college basketball scene?
Yep, first opportunity to do college events. So my background is grassroots basketball. So I started a basketball program 15 years ago called Basketball University. So we did travel teams, camps, clinics, 15 years. And then I kind of transitioned out of that over the
15 years? How old are you? You look like you're about 23.
Thank you.
It started when you were five.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the youth basketball for youth.
Yeah, you were a youth. I was on the youth team. You're like, yeah. You're like, man, I'm eight. I'd like to do something. I'm gonna start a travel team.
I'm actually 39 years old.
Okay, all right.
I just look good.
Good for you. I'm 39. I look like hell. I look like I've been run over by a car.
It's good balance.
Yeah. And well, and then there's Fred, who
yeah. I'm 87, so I look great for 87.
So what? Now, talk me through how the event works. I mean, is this just three standalone games on in the same day? Is that the way it's going to be presented?
Yep. So the Battleground 2K19, December 18th, is three games. So six teams, three games, one day. But the backdrop to it is a initiative called Athletes Against Abuse. And the goal is to help athletes understand that they have a responsibility to give back to the community. So on the December 17th, those six teams will come into town and do community service here in the city of Houston.
And it's all bringing awareness to child abuse.
Yes,
all over the country. So Baylor Bears, who the Bears play tonight.
Big game tonight. They gotta win tonight.
They've got a big game tonight.
Don't let me down, Baylor.
Yeah, and they're going to be in town. That's a good team. That, to me, is one of the 5 or 10 best teams in the country. So they'll be here taking on UT Martin. Utah State and South Florida will be here, and Oregon State and UTSA will be in town. So here's my question.
Okay.
Why not get two more teams and have one of these multi-team events that are getting so popular in college basketball these days instead of the standalone games?
Maybe that's something that we'll kind of evolve into down the road. But for our first event, we thought it would be better suited to do three games. It's just a lot easier to manage.
Yeah.
And you can kind of manipulate the matchups. Sometimes with the brackets, you never know. A team loses. You think you're planning for a championship game, and it doesn't happen. You don't see it. So
more often than not, it happens that way.
That typically happens.
So how did you decide on which teams would be playing here in Houston? Or which teams you invited to play, I guess.
We invited a number of teams, but college basketball scheduling is tough because teams typically schedule anywhere from 12, 18 to 24 months out. Obviously we want to have some of the local teams, some of the Texas teams play. And, you know, with Baylor being the headline team in this event and probably being one of the best teams in the country, we thought that we should start there. So we're excited about the lineup that we have, and then we'll continue to build as we move forward with the event.
What other events do you have in the hopper for your company, or is this just we'll see how this goes and we'll go from there?
No, we'll do this annually.
Okay.
Annual event around the same time. Obviously, we want to continue to grow the event, to continue to raise the level of teams, which will help us continue to raise the level of exposure to our community service project, Athletes Against Abuse.
Awesome. Well, tell people where they can get tickets and what's the seating like. I mean, is the full lower bowl open at Toyota Center?
The full lower bowl is open at the Toyota Center, and tickets start as low as $15.
And that's for all three games?
That's for all three games. You can't beat that. To watch three college basketball games in the city of Houston, yeah, at an NBA arena, you can't beat that. Floor seats are only $150. So $15 to $150. December 18th at the Toyota Center, Battleground 2K19. Six teams, three games, one day, and it's for a great cause to help abuse children in our communities and nationally.
All right, that's Rossi Karen. Battleground2K.com. Go there, get your tickets now. There's some other games going on, but Baylor Hoops is going to be in town, and if you haven't watched them play this year, you need to. This is a team that will be contending for a Final Four spot come March. So go check them out. Battleground2K.com. See them at Toyota Center on December 18th. Rossi, appreciate the time, man. Good luck with the event.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you guys at the Toyota Center December 18th for the Battleground 2K19.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I know we have a lot of UTSA listeners that are going to be there, too.
So. My brother's UTSA alum.
Yeah?
I don't know if he'll be in town.
Mm. I know that's...
He's stupid because he graduated and stayed in San Antonio. What a bozo.
He's not doing the trying to get into UT thing by going through UTSA.
No, he's done with school, but I mean, he went to UTSA, and then it's like, I would think when you, and listen, don't get mad, San Antonio. Like, you're a pretty solid town, But usually you go to a place like UTSA, you're doing it so you can branch out into the world that's not San Antonio.
Yeah, you want to be able to visit San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's a great place to visit. Yeah, I love going there for that.
That's my theory. That's my theory. but my brother stayed in San Antonio. I don't know if he's going to be there forever, but he's there now. Which is a bonehead decision in my opinion. So maybe he'll see that we're getting events here. Yeah. His basketball team's playing here. Yeah. Like, you can't even watch your stupid Roadrunners in San Antonio. You have to come to Houston to watch them. At least on December 18th, you do.
They got a big game, too. That Oregon State game is going
to be
a big
game. Yeah, Oregon State's a pretty solid squad, too. But, man, this Baylor team, oh, boy.
I got a chance to go up to Waco to watch them play Arizona mm-hmm. last Saturday. Big-time game. 30 NBA scouts there. It was high level.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They did an odd thing, Baylor did. They were worried about people showing up for the game because everybody was going to be watching the Baylor-Oklahoma game, the football game.
Yeah.
So Baylor basketball was like, free tickets.
It was an 11 a.m. game.
And guess who showed up? A bunch of Arizona fans. And it's like Arizona was the home team, and Baylor still beat them.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. But yeah, that's a really good squad, man. Really good team. I'm impressed with them. They play Butler tonight in one of the better games of the week in the college basketball world. So will be very cool to see them here.
Apparently, I've set off all the Saints fans by mentioning the Sean Payton thing.
Listen, things like this happen.
So being rich in New Orleans is better than being rich in Dallas. Plus, New Orleans people will love Sean like Dallas never will. Who cares?
Wait a minute.
And by the way, being rich in Dallas doesn't suck. Yeah. Let's.
Hey, being rich anywhere, it's all right.
Yeah, that's a positive.
B, if Sean Payton won a Super Bowl in Dallas, guess what? People would love the hell out of that dude.
Yeah, where your love doesn't mean bleep to me. And by the way, being rich and live, no offense, New Orleans, I love another place, love visiting. If I had a choice on where I'd live, and you know Dallas is pretty low on my list, rather live in Dallas.
Mm.
It's a tough call.
Oh, that's a tough one for me. If I didn't have kids, I would rather live in New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans, I would never want
to
live in.
My kids through Louisiana schools.
No, I love,
my sister went through Louisiana schools.
No, I love that city with a passion, but I love going 3 or 4 days at a time and twice a year.
Yeah.
I would not want to be there all year long.
Although I think I don't know if it's still intact, but it used to be if you graduated in the top 10% in Louisiana, you got to go to any state school, free ride. Free tuition.
No offense, but what state school do you really want to go to over there?
Christina just walked out of the room.
I know,
friend. Come on.
Well, if you want to party, yeah, LSU's awesome.
You may want to go.
You haven't seen all the commercials during SEC games? They're leading the nation in research about swamps and gators.
Well, hell, that's okay. Important work.
Yeah,
important work, Aaron.
Well, they're out there. That's the Lord's work they're doing.
That's right.
Oh man. I honestly, every time this has come up in the past, and I think you can vouch for this, I always say there's no chance in hell. I do think if he was ever going to do it, now it would be worth pursuing. I don't think he'll leave, but this time I think he'd consider it just because of the situation and the timing and everything else.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine him looking to bail, but
if you were,
money changes things in a hurry.
Money and the fact that okay. I'm only going to have this generational quarterback for another year, maybe.
And listen, man, that's something that you could see Jerry Jones doing. You could see him being embarrassed enough that he offers some ridiculous, you're the highest paid coach in the history of the NFL contract. And Sean Payton's like, damn, all right.
Now, I don't know if he's still under contract with the Saints, and they may even have to give draft picks up for that.
Could.
But I'm sure he would.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Who wouldn't? Because let's be honest, if you can't get Bill Belichick, like if you could just pick a coach that's already in the league, you're not getting past one or two others before you get to Sean Payton. And especially if you're offensively challenged, because there's not many better play callers than Sean Payton. I mean, I Harbaugh? Boy, there's not many others that I would.
Coaches you'd prefer?
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Pete Carroll? Pete
Carroll, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, if you wanted, like, if you're a gambler, you take a guy like Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay.
Yeah, if you're looking for somebody younger, but, you know.
I mean, the list is short. I mean, Belichick, obviously.
Right, right. But you're not really, you're kind of.
Oh, Freddie Kitchens?
Yeah,
Freddie. No, not Freddie
Bill
Kitchens.
Bill O'Brien? No.
Well,
Andy Reid?
No, I'd rather have Sean Payton than Andy Reid.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. I mean, he's Andy Reid with a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sean Payton's in the fifth year, he's finishing up the fourth year of a five-year deal.
So, yeah, you'd have to, there'd be compensation.
There'd
involved.
Be some.
But, I just don't think it'd be a silly idea now. And in the past, I've always said it would just be silly. And I know Saints fan doesn't want to hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. What's likely to happen is the Cowboys will win their last three games. They'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. And Jason Garrett will get a one-year contract next year. And then they'll figure it out after that. He's not going anywhere, right?
No.
He never does.
I don't think so.
He sucks all the time, and they never fire that guy.
Says Peyton also has an all-time great. Is Dak that guy? No.
No, but he's not. That's the point. Peyton's not going to have that guy forever.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather have Dak or Teddy Bridgewater or a draft pick yet to come?
Dak.
I think I would, too. And, yeah, I think he would get more out of him than Jason Garrett's staff's gotten out of him, because that's what he does.
Well, I know whatever his decision, he's going to sleep well, because he's probably sleeping on Brooklyn and sheets.
Oh, of course he is, yeah. Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? And, listen, if you're not sleeping on high-quality sheets, if you've never experienced it, maybe because the price tag was too high, well, Brooklyn, and they're going to show you what it's all about, because you're spending a third of your life in bed. Don't you want to be comfortable there? Brooklyn, and the cost of Brooklyn is a percentage of what you're paying for the big brands in the big department stores, and the quality is just as good, if not greater, than them.
I think it's greater. And right now, brooklinen.com is having their days of gifting, where each day they have a promotion on a different surprise item. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get access to Brooklinen's Days of Gifting event and free shipping is to go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. So, Local Music Tuesday. And Aaron will tweet out and put on the Facebook page, right? Every band that you play today. And if you like what you hear, please support those guys. $4.49. Well done.
Thank you.
You know, that's one of the things that we're fortunate enough to be able to do, is highlight some people who are just out there trying to make it musically. And there's a lot of talented people in Houston. So if you have a band and you want to hear your music on the show, send it to Aaron. 713-780-3776. And a lot of people pointing out that Jerry would have to trade for him, but I'm sure he would. I don't think it...
But would the Saints? Would the Saints be like, oh, okay. Or, I mean, maybe they do, because maybe they realize he'll leave after this year.
Yeah, well, apparently he signed an extension before the season. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
Regardless, yeah, if you're the Saints and like, hey, we'll give you two number ones, okay.
Yeah.
Especially because you know that era is coming to an end. And, you know, I still think in the end it won't happen. But I sure don't blame him for trying. And I wouldn't blame Peyton for being interested.
Nope.
I'm going to take a call here.
Why not?
Is that Chase?
Hello, Chase. Sports.
Hey, not sports, guys.
All right.
I just wanted to thank you guys. I interned for you guys this summer. I've been listening to y'all for about 3 or 4 years. I just finished my last nursing school final today. And you guys really helped me through some tough times. If I can just listen to the podcast for 30 minutes a day, that always brightened my day and helped me get through a really tough program. So your names and R.J. Bell's names will be read at my pinning ceremony on Saturday. Thank you guys so much.
Beautiful. Thank you, Chase.
Yeah, that's
glad things are working out.
Yeah, that's good. Congratulations, man. That's no small accomplishment. And I always tell people that's the best compliment we can ever get. It's like, I was having a crap day and you guys made me laugh, or yeah, I was going through some tough times and you guys entertained me, because that's all we try to do. And you know, that's kind of the reason we do this. At least it's why I do it. That, and plus it's fun for me. Other than that, there's no other reason. So that's awesome. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Apparently, Peyton did sign a 5-year contract extension in September.
Oh, okay.
From the NFL article, September 15th.
Okay. Of this year? Yeah, I missed that. So, you know, it happens.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it.
Okay, so you're going to have to throw a bunch of draft picks in there, Jerry.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The article literally says, locking in Peyton 55 to a long-term deal will ideally end the rumors of the coach returning to the Dallas Cowboys or venturing for other opportunities.
Listen, every guy is going to be linked to this dude or to this job.
Yeah,
they're going to go after everybody.
And they should. I mean, that's the thing. You're a premier organization in terms of prestige, and there's a reason why that Cowboys-Patriots game, as lousy as it was, did the best ratings we've seen in forever. Now, yeah, let's not talk about their record, but just in terms of prestige, I mean, the Cowboys is as high as profile as it gets in the NFL.
It is.
I know a Houston fan doesn't want to hear that, but it's the truth.
It's close.
No, it's not close.
Texans are second.
in Texas, yeah.
They're
a distant second in Texas.
No, they're second. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. If you want to...
Bill O'Brien should jump at the opportunity to go to Dallas.
You know what? I would pay to have Bill O'Brien in Dallas. Because, you know what, though? You would just be shuffling the deck. All it is you're replacing Jason Garrett with a surly Jason Garrett. At least Jason Garrett's kind of pleasant.
Yeah.
This guy?
He's a friendly-ish guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's likable. I'd much rather have somebody who's likable and mediocre as somebody who's... Well, Bill O'Brien and mediocre. By the way, tomorrow's column on Sports Map that I've already written, the 5 most embarrassing losses of the Bill O'Brien era. Boy, was it hard to narrow it to 5. I honestly had about 11.
Is this the grand champion, this recent one?
I don't want to give away anything, top 2. How is that?
Okay, that works.
Yeah. There's one other one that really, really stood out. Just from... And boy, the common thread in all those games was how completely unprepared they were and how they wound up in huge holes early and never able to recover. And some of them, they did the stupid leave guys in and get meaningless points like they did Sunday to make the score look better. And one of those games is the one they got Arian Foster hurt doing that crap. I'll never forgive him for that. That was just dumb. Speaking of dumb, where do you come down on Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk?
I mean, I don't like the. I actually don't like the talk. So,
have you ever seen the TV show?
No.
My God, it's so awful. I used to think Good Morning Football was the worst football show on TV. I retract that statement. I can at least tolerate them when they're not doing goofy stuff. Pro Football Talk is Mike Florio staring into a camera, and whenever he has a guest on, the delay is on. So it's like, joining me now is Peter King. Peter, how are you? Nod, nod, nod. Hey, thank you. Great to be on. So it's really awful because, and that delay thing is just annoying as hell. ESPN has that problem too. Everybody does. And that's one of my pet peeves is the nod. And local TV does it when guys are out doing reporting. You know, let's go to, you know, whatever, Amber, whomever. Out where there was a shooting in Southwest Houston. Nod, nod, nod. That's right. Thank you. You know, I hate that. But the show is so awful because it's just Florio talking. When that website first started, it was really good because they did news and aggregation. And now, like a lot of things, it's evolved into more opinion. But it's almost like they've become... It's like Max Kellerman of websites. I'm going to share this tweet with you.
Okay.
And you tell me what you think. For what should be a respectable site. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Andrew Luck could be the week one 2020 starting quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
I mean, you're just going to throw your feelings and dreams out there now? I have nothing to base this on, but yeah. I have a feeling Scarlett Johansson is going to wake up next to me on March the 1st.
I mean, that's a fan blog.
That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's a fan blog.
Well, that's what it's become. So, yeah. Fred, can you do a top 10 embarrassing ass chin loss column as well? I'll read both. Yeah, I mean, if somebody always brings up a good point, if Andrew Luck comes back, he'll be a Colt. I don't think he's coming back for one thing.
I don't either.
And the second thing is, I have nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a feeling. Are you kidding me? And you're supposed to be a website that people are going to take seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling, AJ, I have nothing to base this on. I have a feeling Aaron's going to win the lottery next week and be gone.
I have a feeling he's not going to.
You think?
Well, that's just a feeling.
Well, I have a feeling.
Do you play the lottery, Aaron?
I don't, but if I did, I'd still be here.
Yeah, I've got a feeling.
Nothing to base this on whatsoever.
I would just hire an intern to do a bunch of my audio pulling for me.
Oh, man. Jermaine says, as a Saints fan, I'd send Peyton to the Cowboys for two firsts and go after Lincoln Riley or some other young coaching prospect.
Yeah, the problem is that's the kind of stuff that'll turn off a fan base if they feel like they're a contender, which Saints fans probably should feel like they're a contender.
Well, as long as Peyton's there, they're going to be a contender because year in, year out, the guy.
And then what happens if Lincoln Riley says, no thanks?
Yeah,
because I'm sure the Cowboys have thought about the Lincoln Riley thing too.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason they're going after Sean Payton is Lincoln Riley probably already told them no.
Yeah, well, I'm
they wouldn't have to pay some crazy buyout on Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, well, I think if you're Lincoln Riley, isn't even Dallas and New Orleans kind of an upgrade over Norman? Little bit.
Yeah.
As much as I would not want to live in either city, I would take them over Norman.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, and we've talked about this before, coach at a college program that makes a ton of money, in a lot of ways, it's a better job than an NFL job. You get to pick who your players are. You get to be the GM, essentially. And, you know, if I were at a school that I knew I could win a national championship and make that kind of money and pick my own kids and not have to worry about dealing with professional egos.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to talk somebody out of.
All right, guys. You know what's not hard to talk you out of? Saving money. Everybody wants to save money. TGS Insurance has a way to do it, and it's so easy. If you don't know what you're paying for your home insurance, check it out. Go look into it today. And then when you're done looking into it, shoot a text over to TGS. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And the average customer this year is saving over $870 on their home insurance. That's a year. So that's $870 this coming year, $870 the year after that. And it's so easy. It's so user-friendly. I did it. Lance did it. We've all saved a bunch of money doing it. And it's legit, man. The online rating is nearly perfect. You don't even need to wait for your renewal because TGS is going to take care of the back end. You can just sit back and start saving money now. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today. Coming up next, Texas A&M basketball coach Buzz Williams on the Blitz.